If you think about the most recent wave of innovation in this country, it's pretty easy to come up with a list of tech companies like Facebook or Google or Uber. But just try to name a recent innovation in fields like education or energy, maybe manufacturing. If you can't, you're not alone. Stephen Easel is Vice President for Global Innovation Policy at the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. And he says the United States has a problem with innovation in so-called legacy sectors. He joins us now with more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, why take on this topic of innovation in legacy sectors in particular?
Well, the United States has long been strong at greenfield innovation, bringing entire new sectors into an economy like biotechnology, information and communications technologies. And while that's important, we have to recognize that we also need innovation in traditional parts of the economy, transportation, higher education, manufacturing, energy systems, for these sectors account for as much as two-thirds of our economy.
Well, and what is the state of innovation in these sectors? I mean, if you think about, for example, education and the rise of charter schools, is that the type of innovation you're talking about?
Exactly. Intelligent transportation systems in the transportation network would be another. Certainly, new technologies that are coming to the fore today are enabling new business models and new service delivery value propositions in these industries. The problem is the penetration of these new technologies and new solutions in these legacy sectors is not as sufficient and deep as it needs to be.
So what is the, Is it more likely that these are very small, local innovations that are not made to scale?
You know, the real problem is that these legacy sectors suffer from a number of you know, kind of traditional network effects, perverse subsidies, established infrastructure, lock-in by incumbent actors and operators. It's difficult for new entrants with new approaches to break into a lot of these legacy sectors of the economy. And that's why there's an important role for government to play in spearheading the technological and innovation transformation of these sectors.
Okay. Can you maybe give me an example of that?
Absolutely. Well, let's take transportation, for example. There's a whole new range of technologies out there called ITS, or intelligent transportation systems. These are solutions like computer adaptive traffic signals, electronic tolls, congestion pricing. Economists have shown that these new ITS systems have a benefit-to-cost ratio of 9-to-1 over traditional investment in new highway capacity, right? New asphalt and new concrete, right? So if we were able to use these technologies to manage our existing transportation network more effectively, society would be much better off. However, the whole traditional approach of the system is to, you know, finance concrete and asphalt and not to look for these new innovative types of solutions.
Okay, so they exist, but they're just not, they don't exist widely. What is the role that you see that the federal government could be playing that's not playing now?
So I think the first thing every agency in the federal government should do is articulate an innovation strategy or agenda explaining how each agency can spur greater levels of innovation in the economic sectors of the economy they touch, including an assessment of how regulatory policy and regulations may preclude or limit innovation in each sector. I think the key point is not just about how each federal agency can become more innovative themselves, but how they can spur more innovation across the entire U.S. economy. So, for example, the Department of Education should have a fund to support innovative approaches to education by giving states incentives to fund new kinds of innovative K-12 schools, such as project-based learning schools, and use new tools like MOOCs, massively open online courses, to deliver new educational paradigms.
And I should say, Stephen Easel is Vice President for Global Innovation Policy at the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. But agencies have been doing this sort of thing to a certain extent. I mean, the Education Department, I don't know off the top of my head if it still has it, but it had the I3 innovation program, which had the precise goal of fostering this type of innovation. So what have been the barriers to this when the agencies already are trying at least to move in this direction?
I think the problem is that such efforts have been sporadic, not systemic. You know, a number of countries, when you look around the world, have national innovation agencies that coordinate and disseminate innovation efforts and innovation strategies broadly across all federal agencies. In countries like Finland or even the United Kingdom now, each agency has a chief innovation officer, and there's a council of chief innovation officers that meets at a cabinet level to identify and spread best practices across government agencies. I think we need more of that. One thing as well I think we need is every federal agency should have a dedicated fund of up to 5% to fund pilot programs seeking innovative ways of using technology to drive high-impact transformational change, right? So DOT should have money specifically that's focused on solutions to increase mobility. The Department of Housing and Urban Development should have a strategy for how they can get Internet of Things into buildings, how they can use building information modeling systems. So if we had a pot of money at each federal agency that was driven or dedicated specifically for transformational change, I think that would make these types of approaches that some agencies have more systemic across the entire federal government.
So what's next for ITIF on this issue? You're pushing it. You know what you want agencies to do, but what's the next step?
You know, I think the next step is transforming the culture in federal agencies toward innovation. If you look at some private sector companies like General Electric, they actually measure their senior business leaders on courage at the start of the year to drive new product development to enter new marketplaces. So at the end of the year, their performance evaluation says, did you, show courage and innovation this year? I think we need to bring more of that type of thinking into the federal government, more risk-taking, more of an expectation for senior leaders that the way they're going to be evaluated and judged and move forward in their careers is if they are embracing innovative solutions, if they're pushing their departments to become more efficient, productive, delivering breakthrough innovations to constituents.
Well, and if what you're saying is, and if they are more innovative themselves.
Precisely. I think there's an individual as well as an organizational cultural transformation that has to go on there. You know, thinking back again, look at SpaceX of Elon Musk. He says that the mission of SpaceX is to make human life interplanetary, right? So he sets a big, hairy, audacious goal or mission for his organization. I think we need that same kind of thinking from government agencies. DOT needs to think about how it's the government agency that's enabling the world's most safe, most efficient national transportation system. Let's raise the quality of thinking on innovation in these agencies.
Stephen Easel is Vice President for Global Innovation Policy at the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.